And here's W.E.B. Du Bois from The Souls of Black Folk some 100 years earlier. It is a peculiar sensation, this double consciousness, this sense of always looking at oneself through the eyes of others, of measuring one soul by the tape of a world that looks on and amuses contempt and pity.
So how can a strategic billing platform make a difference? Just look at churn. There are two kinds of churn, voluntary and involuntary. An example of involuntary churn is an interruption in payment. Most service providers send users an email or two before suspending the account, leaving the user stranded.
The definition of freedom is the right to act, speak, or think as one wants without limitation. Pelagie knows this, and this is what gives her the strength to defy others who want to put a label on her or limit her freedom. Are you free? Have you ever lost your feeling of freedom because of bad decisions, bad relationships, false friendships? Here you see Cézanne's seemingly unfinished painting, Bouquet of Peonies in a Green Jar. He began the work toward the end of his life, but it's impossible to determine whether Cézanne considered it complete, because he rejected conventional notions of surface finish. Here he leaves much of the canvas bare, a technique typical of even his finished paintings. A few tantalizing glimpses of the flowers conjure light, shadow, atmosphere, and temperature.
Roman leaned his upper torso against the passenger side of the car, placed the folder containing the prostitute's murder file on the roof, and flipped through the photographs. He found the one he was looking for. Closing the file, he turned and compared the photo with the motel. His gaze traversed each door, until he found the one with the correct room number. "That's where we need to be," he said, pointing.